Hello.
Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And would you like to help us out with this survey, ma'am? It only takes 10 minutes.
You might not like my answer.
it's everybody's opinion counts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So first, says here, are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Give me a second. My internet is slow at the moment.
Okay.
Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president? U.S. Senate,
100%.
Thank you. And what is your age, if you don't mind us asking?
63.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate and Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote
10.
This year. A 10, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? First one, Joe Biden as president.
Disapprove.
Is that a strongly or a somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about Sherrod Brown
disapprove.
As senator? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about Donald Trump as former president?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
What about Marcy Kamptor as congresswoman?
Disapprove.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or an unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay?
Okay.
First is First Energy.
I disapprove of them.
Very or somewhat?
Very. Their prices are terrible.
Okay. What about Derek Merrin?
Disapprove.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Joe Biden?
Disapprove.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Democrats in Congress?
Disapprove. Very.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Disapprove.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Marcy Kamptor?
Disapprove.
Very or somewhat?
Strongly. Strongly. Somewhat. No, very. Disapprove.
Okay.
Strongly.
And Donald Trump?
Approve.
Very.
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you. And moving on, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican. I would never vote for a Democrat anymore for the rest of my life.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? the Republican Derek Murray or Democrat Mercy Kaptur?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the, is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur? Or
nope.
Would you say no, right? Okay.
Nope. She's a Trump hater.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Kaptur. Mercy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or it does not make no difference?
It doesn't make any difference. I'm not voting for her anyhow.
Yes, okay. Now, I'm going to
read... Because I feel the same way. That you read. Everything you read, I feel.
I see. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Murray. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them. You don't think it's true, please say so. Okay, so the statement says, in the state legislature, Derek Murray saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, and new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers.
No difference to me.
Okay, no difference. Okay, what about this other statement? In the state legislature, Derek Murray supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin...
Somewhat make a difference.
Okay, thank you. What about this one? Derek Murray wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder, unquote. Murray's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Murray's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies. Which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
I'm kind of up in the air about that. I don't agree with abortion, but I also I feel that if they were raped or molested or something in medical, then they should be able to, but not just to have one.
Yeah. Okay. This is the other statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs and accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Murray voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic distress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
I'm not happy about that.
So you would say that you'll be so much less likely to vote for him?
On that, yes.
On that, yeah, okay. The next statement, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Murray wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water. So he
most
and
likely.
He's most much likely, much less likely
less
or
likely,
less likely
and less likely to vote for him for that.
Okay. Thank you. And this is the last statement. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof, and less likely. Okay, thank you. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for him?
I probably would not vote for him or Marcy Kaptur, either one. I would probably leave that one blank.
Okay, and what was the one reason you would not vote for him?
Well, it was a couple. It was about the lead pipes and the abortion.
Okay.
I don't agree. Like I said, I don't agree with abortion unless there's something wrong with the child or the mother, that it's health issues, or if it was rape, or if it was molestation. If it's just to have the abortion because you don't want to have a baby, I don't agree with abortion on that part.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Probably neither one. It definitely wouldn't be Kaptur.
Thank you. And then we give me a second here. Okay, moving on. What is the last? But these last questions are for statistical purpose only. Okay, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school, graduate, technical, vocational school, some college.
I had some college courses.
Thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I am a conservative Republican.
Okay, and would you consider, do you consider yourself a not-so-strong Republican or a strong Republican?
Strong Republican. What all the Democrats has pulled, I'm more stronger now than ever.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
It's not important to my identity.
Did you say not?
Yeah, nobody does. People don't need to know I'm a Republican. It's my business.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you. And that concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. You were great. Have a great night, okay?
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.